Hello and welcome to the first edition of Mailbox of 2012. First, let me thank you for all those lovely Christmas and New Year's greetings from all over the world. It's good to know that you have remained faithful to Radio Prague and still keep in touch. We were also touched by the many letters of condolence on the death in December of the former President Václav Havel. For example, Mary Lou Krennic, our regular follower in Texas, wrote,
"It was sad to hear of the death of President Václav Havel this morning. The world and the Czech Republic have lost a great man. My only regret is that I was not able to meet him. Maybe the Nobel Committee will award the Nobel Peace Prize to him posthumously. He led Czechoslovakia and now the Czech Republic into the 21st century with vision and grace. He was a beacon of peaceful dissent for all of the dissident movements around the world. May God bless his family, friends, and country in this time of mourning."
Alan Laudell wrote from the U.S. state of Delaware,
"I can't recall the death of another world leader that brought me to tears as the passing of Václav Havel. He so transcended most world leaders, an incredible moral visionary. I realize Mr. Havel was tarnished some by his time in politics. That would have been inevitable. But his legacy will endure and continue the line of Gandhi, Mandela, and other 20th century giants. I trace half my ethnic roots to the Czech Republic, and Havel truly made me proud to be part Czech American. May Havel's spirit continue to live."
Jana Zimmer also follows us in the United States.
"As a Czech-born American, I have respected and admired Václav Havel for all my adult life. I wish I were in Prague right now so I could stand with the Czech people to pay my respects. This virtual condolence will have to substitute. Havel was surely one of the greatest human beings of the 20th century. The world needs so many more like him."
Andy Martinuk, Radio Prague's listener since 1984 from Moscow, Russia, wrote,
"Please accept my sincere condolence on the death of Václav Havel. He was a real democrat and a devoted human rights fighter. I mourn with you."
Thank you very much for those messages of sympathy as well as your comments regarding our recent broadcasts. Now on to our regular mailbox business. It's time to look at your answers to our December mystery check quiz question. Bibi Shah writes from Pakistan,
"This month's personality is St. John of Nepomuk, a national saint of the Czech Republic, who was drowned in the Vltava River at the behest of Venceslaus, king of the Romans and king of Bohemia."
Jarosław Jędrzejczak from Poland adds,
"As you know, John of Nepomuk was dropped from the Charles Bridge into the Vltava River. This scene is depicted in a relief placed on the altar of John of Nepomuk in the Church of St. Nicholas of Myra in the Polish town Bochnia near Krakow."
Caitlin Brown from the United States wrote,
"There are a number of stories and theories about the real reason for the death and canonization of John of Nepomuk. Details aside, ultimately it appears that the clash between secular and religious authorities, potentially for political gain, is at the root of it. An animated version of the John of Nepomuk story was featured in May in the webcomic The Sorrowful Puto of Prague, which Radio Prague brought to my attention with an interview with its creator, James Stafford. Thanks for always keeping me updated."
Colin Law from New Zealand writes,
"Veneration of St. John of Nepomuk spread rapidly, and the oldest statue on Charles Bridge was erected near the location where he was thrown into the river. There are now some 70 similar statues in Prague, and eventually over 30,000 statues were erected on bridges all over Europe. The mortal remains of St. John of Nepomuk are located in the St. Vitus Cathedral."
Charles Konesny from the United States wrote,
"Here was a priest faithful to the teachings and tenets of the Catholic Church and who, under the threat of death, would not betray his sacrament of holy orders. So did King Wenceslas of Bohemia, not to be confused with good King St. Wenceslas, have John tortured and thrown into the Vltava River because he appointed the archbishop's abbot, or because he would not reveal the queen's confession, or, as some say, was it a combination of both? But whatever the reason, he suffered a cruel, horrible death, and because of all he endured, he was canonized a saint, to be forever known as St. John of Nepomuk, martyr of the confessional. He is also the patron saint of Bohemia, patron of silence and floods. it is fitting that the oldest statue on Charles Bridge is that of St. John of Nepomuk. Go touch it for luck.
Jonathan Murphy from Ireland writes,
"The saint's name is St. John of Nepomuk. I am always amazed to see his statue as I travel in Central and Eastern Europe. He is certainly very popular. As the patron saint for protection from floods, his statue is placed on many bridges."
And Mary Lou Krennick from Texas wrote,
"Five stars hovered in the sky over the place he was drowned. The water had a strange, shining appearance. This helped people find his body. His body was taken from the Vltava River and interred in the cathedral in Prague. After 3 centuries and much controversy, he was beatified in 1721 and canonized in 1729. St. John Nepomuk is the patron saint of Bohemia and the patron of confessors against calamities, bridges, and because of the manner of his death against floods. St. John Nepomuk is portrayed in art as an Augustinian canon with a fur cape, usually with a bridge nearby. He may hold his finger to his lips. He may also hold a padlock to his lips and has 5 stars around his head. It is considered good luck to touch his statue."
Many thanks for your interesting and well-researched answers. This time the prize goes to Caitlin Brown from the United States. Congratulations, and those of you who haven't been lucky have another chance this month. Our January mystery man is the Moravian-born Austro-Hungarian architect whose major works can be found in Brno, Vienna, Prague, as well as Paris, and who became famous for his ideas expressed in the essay Ornament and Crime. Please send us his name to english@radio.cz by the end of January. We'll be looking forward to your answers as well as reception reports and comments. Until next time, goodbye.